Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The NFL is a great diversion from all of this news this morning. The NFL is expanding its postseason. Ryan Burrow's following this story. So expanding the postseason, what does it mean?
Well, it means adding more teams. So in theory, that would mean better chances to make the postseason. Here's what they want to do. Rather than having two teams in each conference having a bye, it would be one team. The top team in each conference would get a one-week bye. Then you would have teams 2 through 7 face off against each other in a wild card weekend. It would obviously boost ratings. You get more games, 3 each day in that first weekend. So this is a money grab. I don't think there's any question about that, an opportunity to make millions of more dollars on the NFL. But, you know, this is something the league had been kicking around for really decades. There hasn't been a change dating back to 1999 as far as the playoff system goes, and they had been considering this even dating back to 2014. Why now? Well, the CBA agreement is allowing that, and the collective bargaining agreement is something that was just reached by the NFL and Players Association, and this was a part of that. So what you're going to see is more opportunities as far as watering down these playoff teams. Yeah, you've got a potential for more 8-8 teams to make the playoffs, but you also have a potential for more 10-6 teams that got shut out to make the playoffs as well.
Is it still a 16-game season?
It will still be a 16-game season as of now. This doesn't change that. Obviously, you will have at least one more game being played in the playoffs per conference, so that'll be a boost in ad revenue for the NFL. And of course, you'll be able to sell more T-shirts, right, if your team makes the playoff, even if it is a wild card slot.
Okay. But the other good news, I thought, was the fact that they are still planning on a season that starts on time.
As of now, yeah, that's the case. And the draft is supposed to be coming up later this month. It sounds like rather than having the big formal celebration that they were supposed to have in Las Vegas and that we've seen in years past, this may be a virtual draft. Coming up. So that could be a little interesting. I mean, most of us watch it from our living rooms anyways, but to see the players receive the phone calls and do everything online, it could be interesting. But yeah, as of right now, the NFL is preparing for the season to open up on time, but I think behind the scenes they're probably also considering what would happen if they need to push it back.
Yeah, have they said anything about training camps?
Nothing to this point. I think everyone's in kind of a wait-and-see mode.
All right. Well, it'll be interesting. Maybe some hope this year for your Bears and our Bills.
Exactly. Although our quarterback situation's still up in the air, so we'll see if this helps them.
All right, Ryan Burrow joining us live this morning from Chicago.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.